Newsmax.com. And here with a look at what's happening this morning, once again, is Sharon Allseth. Good morning.
Thank you, Scott. Good morning, everyone. A crane is expected to lift the 38-foot-tall bronze sculpture Miss Victory back to its place atop the Soldiers and Sailors Monument today. Crews are already at work on the last step in the journey for the 118-year-old Victory sculpture, but they are checking on the effects of windy conditions it may have on their work today, and it appears there will be a delay. The sculpture was taken down in April for a $1.5 million restoration project to fix decades of weather and water damage. It was brought back to Monument Circle on Friday. Local television stations will join forces tonight to urge people to become education volunteers. WFYI 1 Public Television and the others will air short feature stories at 7:30, highlighting the work of United Way volunteers. Mary Kinney with United Way of Central Indiana says the goal is to ensure more children have long-term educational success.
When kids are struggling to read in elementary schools, when they're struggling to because they have all kinds of family challenges, then they're not able to do their best. And so we're trying to help more kids start school ready to learn and stay on track to graduate.
The programming change will take place during regularly scheduled program breaks and won't interrupt shows normally aired tonight. The project coincides with United Way's fundraising campaign that kicks off later this week. Educating a world-class workforce is on the agenda today for the Indiana Education Roundtable. Governor Mitch Daniels will chair the group of political and business leaders as they talk about college and career preparedness. A report with findings on education and the workforce in Indiana will be presented. Former head football coach Lou Holtz has a new position at the University of Notre Dame. He and his wife Beth will serve as the school's first ambassadors for research. The university says the Holtzes will take a prominent role in increasing awareness of the university's mission to pursue research that aims to heal, unify, and enlighten the world. The Holtzes have given $1 million to Notre Dame to support research. Putting a business imprint on the debate over jobs, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce has issued an open letter to Congress and the White House, calling for a series of measures designed to increase employment. The AP's Ross Simpson reports the chamber is counting on states to put the pressure on.
The chamber's campaign will encourage business leaders across the country to contact members of Congress and the White House to prod them into passing job creation legislation. Chances that the president and congressional leaders can reach any kind of deal appear to be a long shot amid a partisan environment and testy relations.
The recommendations include greater oil drilling, quicker road and bridge construction, and temporary corporate tax breaks. A judge will decide the fate of an 11-year-old boy accused in the shooting death of his 6-year-old brother. The boy is being tried as a juvenile but could face several years in detention if he's convicted. The judge will hear evidence in a Martinsville court today, including a videotaped statement the boy gave to police. And Monroe County has opted to release people charged with minor offenses from jail to avoid exceeding a federal population cap. Judges have decided that from now on, people charged with nonviolent misdemeanors will be released without bond from jail on their own recognizance with a court date. Under a federal cap, when the jail reaches its 258 inmate capacity, officials must move inmates to another county jail or let some out. Monroe Circuit Judge said the return of IU students to Bloomington for the fall term prompted the judicial mandate regarding misdemeanor offenses. WFYI weather, today mostly cloudy with a high of 70, slight chance of rain tonight, low 53, and tomorrow and Thursday cloudy with rain likely, highs near 67. Right now it's mostly cloudy, 52 degrees. For WFYI News, I'm Sharon Allseth.
Okay, Sharon, thank you very much. It's 7:34 now, and in sports, the Colts say Peyton Manning is doubtful for Sunday's regular season opener against Houston. Doctors have ordered him.